Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Gloria M. Madden, author of A Life Remembered, has always been inspired by the beauty and simplicity of everyday moments. Shortly after retiring, she found joy in quiet mornings with a warm cup of tea, watching robins' lively antics at the bird bath. Well, day by day, she took notes on the bird's habits, sparking an idea to turn those observations into a story for children. The small, delightful project was the beginning of her journey as an author, proving that inspiration often comes from the most unexpected places. Over the years, Gloria's passion for writing has blossomed into 9 published books that grace the shelves of her library. Her creative energy doesn't stop there. Gloria has been deeply involved in her community, from earning the prestigious Golden Chain Award with the Lions Club to painting and showcasing her artwork with the Senior Citizens Club. A Life Remembered is her latest work, a story that encapsulates her journey and the memories she holds dear. And we welcome Gloria Madden to This Week in America. Gloria, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure, and I love the books and all of the stories. It gets all of us thinking about the stories in our lives and how we were motivated by so many of the circumstances that came through us and to us during our lifetime. What inspired you to write A Life Remembered, and how much of this draws from your own experiences?
Well, I have a very imaginative mind. And let me go back to the time when I first woke up early in the morning. I decided to lounge back a few more minutes, enjoying the breeze coming through the open bedroom window and through those lovely sheer neon curtains. Well, my mind began to drift back to the time when my parents were looking for a home. Well, let me continue. My mom and dad called me downstairs from my bedroom and said, "We're going house hunting." And after breakfast, we joined Dad in his car and began to ride up and down the local streets, enjoying the beautiful large oak trees on either side of the road. And before you know it, Mom spied a for sale sign on a house. Dad pulled the car over to the side of the curb. We got out and proceeded to go up the steps to the house in question. A man answered the door and gladly showed Mom and Dad the inside of his home, and yes, it was for sale, and yes, we were able to look around. That was quite all right.
Oh, yes.
Well, after speaking to the man for a few minutes, Mom and Dad proceeded back down and to the car, calling me because I had been roaming the backyard to see what was going on back there.
Checking that out, yes.
Yeah. Well, the next day, Mom and Dad and I went down to the local bank, spoke to the bank president, and was able to secure a mortgage on the home. Delighted, we all returned home to start packing. Well, we lived in our new home for many, many years. I went through school days, high school, and with my friends, Trudy, Mamie, and Eleanor, which I may say, every summer we enjoyed the rides at Olympic Park in Irvington, New Jersey. There was the Caterpillar, the Whip, the Ferris wheel, and even 2 free circuses every day.
Wow.
Well, of course, that was the summer. Well, in the winter, of course, we enjoyed snowball fights and chasing one another around the trees and using the toboggan ride in the local park. Then I proceeded with my career after school days. I inquired about a job as bank teller in our local bank. I was accepted and enjoyed that career for many years. One day I decided it was time to retire. And although the bank president was sad to see me go, he assured me that he would pick someone just as learned as I was at the job. I proceeded home, called my family and told them of my plans, and then I decided to make a visit to the local travel bureau.
Yes.
And once there, the young lady gave me a choice of different cities to go to. I chose Florida, Miami, Florida. She was very helpful, made the reservations for the motel in Surfside, Florida.
Oh, yes.
Well, pleased with the travel plans, I went home and started to pack. And, of course, I had to call my children and grandchildren and let them know what I was doing. They were very happy for me. I packed, and the next week, the cab driver picked me up, took my luggage, and drove me to the local airline company. Well, during the plane ride, you know how the stewardesses hand out little goodies
to eat or
drink?
Yes.
Well, I couldn't open the little bottle of beverage. So the gentleman sitting next to me offered to help, and he did. I said, thank you. Very nice. Well, once in Florida, I settled into my room at the Sea Air Motel in Surfside, Florida, and quickly made friends with three of the ladies also vacationing in Florida at the Surf Air, at the Surf Sea. Well, one day there was a knock on my door. Why, it was the man in the plane who had helped me with that little bottle of goodie. Would I love to go to lunch with him? Oh, that was very nice. I accepted. We enjoyed a nice afternoon. I said goodbye. Well, wouldn't you know, a week passed by, and the same man appeared at my door. His name, incidentally, was Brent.
Okay.
B-R-E-N-T.
Yes.
And again, he asked me, would I please think about taking a cruise? It would only be a short cruise. And I thought about it, and I said, yes, I would like that. Well, the day came for the cruise. Cab driver picked me up and then picked Brent up, drove us to the pier where the cruise ship comes in. We checked in, enjoyed a very lovely three-day cruise. Upon time to pack up and leave, I retired to my room and Brent went to his stateroom. Well, here I was all packed up. Now, where is Brent? Well, I called his room, but no answer. So I decided, well, let me walk down the hall to his room, see what's going on.
Yes.
I walked down the hall, and to my shock, there was Brent lying on top of his suitcases on the floor.
Wow.
He had had a massive heart attack and passed away. Oh, my. Oh, the sadness.
Oh, yes.
Waved over me. I couldn't stand it.
you can still hear that sadness in your voice to go through that. I'm so sorry.
Thank you. And I retired back to my stateroom, waiting for the porter to take my luggage. Well, back at the motel, I called my children and told them what had happened to Brent, and I was coming home. They all said they love me, they're waiting for me, everything would be fine. So I retired home, had a very nice meeting with the children. They assured me that from now on, anything that needed to be done on the homestead, they would take care of. And with that, I began to plan a holiday Thanksgiving dinner for the whole family. And we had a wonderful time. And there were memories of Brent that I will always treasure.
That's such a remarkable story, and what you went through. Our guest is Gloria Madden. That's M-A-D-D-E-N. Her website is authorgloriamadden.com. The book we're talking about is A Life Remembered, these stories and so much more in the remarkable life that Gloria has led, all of the experiences, the highs and the lows she shares with all of us in the book, A Life Remembered, book available at Amazon, all of the usual places, and link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Gloria, in reading the book, A Life Remembered, family really plays a central role in your story. What you're telling after this tragic set of circumstances, coming back and getting with family and celebrating a holiday with family, that really was important to you and the role of your mother in your life. She had great influence on you and your writing, didn't she?
Yes, she did. My family was musically inclined. My mother played the piano. My Aunt Sophie she played the grand piano and sang in the German orchestra. And my cousin Ted made a recording room in his cellar for different companies. And my cousin Herbie played the tenor saxophone. And there was a very sad ending to my cousin Herbie, because he was coming home from practice one night, and a drunken driver ran him down. And that's what happened.
That's so sad.
Yes. But I've managed to carry on. I had a beautiful career myself, working in the office and retiring myself in Florida. Now I enjoy my friends and my card games with the Canasta Club. And we have a senior building and senior organization here in Spring Hill, free of charge. So we play dominoes, we play mahjong, we play cards, and everyone has a good time.
Well, such a great way to spend your life and sharing it with other people. And you do so well in the book, A Life Remembered, Gloria Madden. Her website is authorgloriamadden.com. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A rich life that you've read, raising children, becoming a great-grandmother. Talk about these different stages of life, how that shapes the narrative of your book, A Life Remembered. We can see your growth as you went through these different life stages. What was that like going back and remembering? And you see sort of a young Gloria to who you are now.
Touching.
Oh, yes.
And right now, may I mention that one of my great-grandchildren, Julia Miller, is graduating today college, and she will become a nurse in a Trauma Center in South Jersey. Yes.
Fantastic.
And then the great-grandson next year is going into electronics.
Fantastic.
So, thank God they're all doing good.
They're doing well, and it sounds like you're quite proud of them, as you should be. The book is A Life Remembered. Gloria Madden is our guest on the program. I touched on this in the beginning. You mentioned what life is like now. Giving back, being part of community, community service is very important to you now, as it has been throughout your life. The Golden Chain Award, for example, talk about that. What did that mean for you to be recognized for the community service role that you play?
Oh, now that was back in when I lived in Dania, Florida. I donated a lot of time, as did the other girls, in joining the club and then earning the Golden Chain Award. That meant a lot to me. But now I'm up here in Spring Hill, Florida, not really getting that much involved anymore. After all, you have to remember, this is a 94-year-old great-grandmother in August turning 95. So,
I wasn't going to ask your age, but I was going to ask if you had a special birthday coming up and let you do it. Never ask a woman her age, but I knew that you're very quite proud of that.
Yeah.
94, August. Almost in August, so just a couple months away, will be 95, is still enjoying life on a daily basis and participating in life and writing as well. This book is A Life Remembered. Gloria has also written Grandmother's Bedtime Stories, books 1 through 6, book 4, and Spanish version.
Yes, and right now I'm getting back to writing book number 7.
Fantastic.
Of the same series.
And hopefully we have a chance to talk about that in writing children's stories. And this started, I mentioned this starting with the Robins as Gloria was having morning tea. Cherished Memories, another book. Christmas and Candy Canes, another. All these, of course, you'll find at Amazon, but if you go to authorgloriamadden.com, you'll find all of the books there and be able to get information on them. Great books for the children with the holidays and everything coming up. That would be a great gift idea to share with the family. Gloria, let's talk a little bit about the emotion of writing the story, Life Remembered. Were there emotional turning points that you had in your life that brought back these memories as you were writing the story?
Well, all I can say is I'll get an idea and I'll write a few notes, and then it seems like during the evening when I fall asleep, an idea pops into my head and I can actually visualize that idea. So I'll go out of bed, grab the pad and pen and write a few words, put it down, and then get back in bed and go back to sleep.
That is the
that
way
happens.
To do that.
Yes.
If you wait.
That happens. Yes. That happens quite often.
Well, if you think you're going to remember it until you get up, then you spend the rest of the day frustrated because you didn't remember. So that's the way to go about doing that, to write those ideas down.
Right.
What do you hope readers, especially young generation readers, take away from your life story? You're talking about a totally different generation than people who are growing up now. But so many similarities, aren't there, in how we enjoy life, the things we need to do to slow down and to really enjoy and appreciate.
Enjoy your friends and look around, enjoy nature, join others, amusement park.
Yeah, and those were the good old days when, I mean, the rides now are so much more, more intricate than what we grew up with the Tilda Whirl and rides like that and just the great memories we had. And obviously getting outdoors, you mentioned the childhood companions that you had and getting outdoors and playing with them. You don't see kids outside anymore playing, and those great memories that you had and what you enjoyed.
We played kickball outside.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, and tag. I lived in a large city up north in New Jersey, and three friends and I, on weekend, we would take a walk downtown to the main area of the large stores, department stores and such. And then on the way back, walking uphill, I might say, we would stop at the local pastry store.
Ah, yes.
And also, we would thumb through those comic books, which were very popular years
ago. Oh, yes, yes. And valuable now, if you had saved any of those.
Yes, unfortunately, I didn't.
Well, so many of us went through that. They were so common, you didn't think, you never gave any thought to the fact that, you know, a couple of decades from now, these could be my early retirement. You just didn't think of that as you were doing that.
Yes.
As you look back on your life, I see curiosity. I see engagement. You are engaged in your life now, the community you're in, the friends that you have. Are those some of the keys to your success for having a long life and enjoying that long life? Curiosity, engagement, those are lessons for all of us, aren't they?
Yes, they are, yes. Take care of yourself and your health. Be kind to others. And especially little animals. And, of course, that brings me back to my Pinky. A little tiger-striped kitten came up in our driveway one day. This is when I lived in New Jersey. And the poor little thing, he was just black with tar on him.
Oh.
And I looked at my husband, and he said, oh, yes, yes, go ahead, take him. So I brought that little tiny kitten in the house, at the dishpan, out and put some warm soapy water in, and I washed him until he was gold and white, no more black. And little Pinky became the most precious pet
yes
anyone could ever have. When I had a serious operation years ago, the doctor said, now you can go down the 3 steps from the kitchen, but you have to stay down there and sit down for an hour before you walk up the steps. Do you know that little Pinky sat down next to that chair where I was in and wouldn't move for that whole time?
Yes.
And followed me back into the house.
That's just an amazing story, and the role of animals. And all this is brought out so well. It sort of like slows down the fast-paced lives that we all live now. It makes you sort of think appreciate what is there in life and enjoy it. The book is A Life Remembered by Gloria Madden. Only a couple of minutes left. The time has gone by so quickly in our conversation. About to hit 95. What are some of the advances, the technology that you're living and probably using today that you 30 years ago, 40 years ago, growing up, you never would have imagined? You've really seen a lot of changes, haven't you?
Yes. Well, first of all, I have an excellent cardiologist where about 2 years ago, he did a transplant with 4 stents. In my heart.
Oh, yes.
And then 1 month later, he put 2 more in. And he said he did that because he knows I have 1,000 more years to go. So I thankfully, thanked him.
Well, it sounds like you do. Certainly many more years that Gloria will be with us, and hopefully we'll be able to have another conversation. You're so active, still active. You mentioned working on the new children's book. How is that coming, and when do you think maybe book 7 will be available?
Well, it will take some time now because I need new ideas to pop into my head.
Yes. And maybe when maybe tonight as you're asleep, you'll think of something and be able, because we're talking about it, you'll be able to get up and go sit down.
I could be watching the wild birds that fly past my window, and it's a huge triple-paned Florida room window.
Oh, yes. That's so nice.
One strange thing. Among the wild birds here, there is a robin that will peck on my windowsill. And if I go into another room, he hears it. I don't know how he senses it, but he'll end up on the windowsill of that in the other room, pecking on the window.
We went to check on Gloria and make sure she's okay today. And if you change rooms, then they're going to, he or she is going to follow afterwards. You know, you talk about inspiration, and it comes from the most unexpected places, as you will pick up as you read the book, A Life Remembered. Mm-hmm. It's interesting going through what Gloria, her life and what she's been through. And the story is so relatable. And it gets you thinking about slowing down and enjoying life. And it really puts in focus how we all can make better use of the time that we have. It's Gloria, it's been such a pleasure having you on the program. Now, this book is called A Life Remembered. All of her books available at Amazon.com. And I'll direct you to Gloria's website, which is authorgloriamadden.com. All the information there, you can order as well, and we'll have the link to her website on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I'd like to thank Wells Hamilton for arranging our conversation with Gloria today. Wells Hamilton, more than just consultants, they are dedicated partners in your literary journey, offering expert guidance in every step of the publishing process. The website is wellshamilton.com. I thank them for this conversation. And Gloria, I thank you so much for spending some time with us on the program. So much more we can talk about. Hopefully we can do this again. I love A Life Remembered. I love hearing your stories. And happy birthday. A couple months early, but 95. And your doctor's right. You've got plenty more ahead of you, so many more years ahead of you. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much, Rick, for having me. I've enjoyed this time.
Oh, it has been fun. Our guest has been Gloria Madden. That's M-A-D-D-E-N. Her website, authorgloriamadden.com. Book available wherever books are sold. And the other books, the Grandmother's Bedtime Stories, books 1 through 6, 7 coming up at some point here soon, Cherished Memories and Christmas and Candy Canes. Information on all those books you can order there as well at her website, authorgloriamadden.com. You're listening to This Week in America. And more on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.